morning.
早上好。
It's so happy to see the young people join us this morning.
非常高兴看到年轻人与我们一同来敬拜。
Also, today is the last Sunday. We have a for 2023.
今天是今年的最后一个主日。2023年我们面对了2024年。
And tomorrow we're going to meet the brand new beginning of the year 2024.
明天我们就要面对崭新的一年2024年。
It's a wonderful time for us by His grace.
靠着他的恩典，这是何等的美好的时间，让我们一同来思想。
We don't simply flip the calendar to the new year.
当我们把日历翻到新的一年的时候。
We don't simply just flip it, but also to refocus and renew our commitment to the Lord Jesus.
我们不单单是翻到新日历的新的一页，我们要重新的思想，也重新的集中我们的心思来感谢我们的救主，我们的主耶稣基督。
I wish this may be the year that more about the Jesus we know, we love, and we serve.
我盼望这新的一年是我们能够就集中在我们所爱我们所敬拜的我们的主我们所服侍的主耶稣基督。
A friend of mine who is in the real estate business told me,
在做房地产的一个朋友告诉我说
that most of her clients were easygoing buyers and buying a new house.
他很多的客户都非常容易这个比较容易
but some were tough to deal with.
但有的客户是非常的难缠。
And my friend called them the vision buyers.
我的朋友就说他们是有目标的买主。
Because they came with a clear vision of what kind of house they wanted to spend their money.
因为他们来到要买房子的时候他们在心中有一个固定的有一个早已成型的目标。
On location, style, budget, and even the specific color painted on the garage door.
Yeah. 那个房子的地址房子的形状他们的要花多少钱甚至车库房门的颜色他们都已经早已经想好了。
It wasn't easy to work with the vision buyers.
与这些有目标的买房的人一起合作不是很容易一件事。
But my friend was still happy with them because they knew what they wanted.
但是我的朋友还是特别的高兴因为这样的人他们知道他们所想要的。
This would save both of them, the client and the agent, a whole lot of time and energy.
这样他可以节约很多的时间对客户来说对这个卖房子的人来说都可以节约很多的时间。
So my dear brothers and sisters, as we are facing the new year of 2024.
亲爱的弟兄和姐妹当我们面对新的一年2024年的时候
Do we have a clear vision of what we want and where we want to be and, as the Church of Jesus Christ?
作为耶稣基督的教会我们是不是心中有一个清晰的目标和清楚的意向
Or we know our vision and how we're going to pursue it.
或者是我们有我们的意向但是我们如何来寻求追寻我们这个意向
This morning I want to turn my Bible with you to 1 Timothy.
今天早晨我愿意我们一同来看提摩太前书
One of Paul's last letters in the New Testament.
保罗在新约圣经最后的书卷之一。
Because I believe it answers our questions.
因为我相信他回答了我们的问题。
Paul wrote this letter to young Timothy.
保罗写信给年轻的提摩太。
Whom he called at the beginning of this letter my true son in the faith.
在这卷书信的开始他说因信主做真儿子的提摩太
To me, it is one of the greatest writings in the New Testament.
对我来说这是非常的特别的奇妙的一段经文
Because it is the letter about the time of a transition.
因为这卷这个这封书信关乎到传承的事情。
From the first generation disciples to the second generation followers and the generations after them.
从第一代的信徒到第二代的信徒，一直到后来的信徒。
It reminds me the old Testament days of a transition.
它使我想到在旧约圣经讲到这个传代代传承的事情。
Like from Abraham to his son Isaac.
像亚伯拉罕到他的儿子以撒
and from Isaac to Jacob
从以撒到雅各
or from Samuel to David
从撒母耳到大卫
and from David to his son Solomon
从大卫到他的儿子所罗门
You see, brothers and sisters, the whole Bible is composed of transitions from one generation to another.
弟兄姐妹，你能不能看到整本的圣经就关乎到从一代传承到下一代的事情
？So Paul's letter to Timothy tells us the days of the generation will pass.
保罗对提摩太就说，在以前的事情，这一代的就要过去。
But the vision of the generation will keep going.
但是这个意象，新一代的意象要不断的继续。
So the days of a generation and the vision of generation like a twin ride on the bus.
就像一对双胞胎乘火车一样，这个一代的结束，另一代的兴起。
When the bus stops,
当这个公交车停下的时候
，one gets off.
一个人下车
，but the other one stays and keep going.
另外一个人仍旧停在车上继续前行。
Even though they love each other.
虽然他们彼此的相爱。
They never be apart from each other because they are twin.
他永远不会分离，因为他们是一个双胞胎。
But when bus stops.
但当这个车停下的时候。
The one has to get off.
有一个人需要下车。
And the one will stay.
另外一个人要留在车上。
So, dear brothers and sisters, this is about our days and our vision.
弟兄姐妹，这就是关乎我们的日子和我们的传承。
This is also the letter that talks about how young people like Timothy.
另外这卷书信也是关乎年轻的人，像提摩太这样年轻的人。
Timothy had no extensive experience and training.
提摩太没有非常很多的经验和训练
and not so strong personality.
没有很强的个人的性格
but they were called up to take the testimony which was committed to their forefathers like Paul, Peter, and John.
他被呼召继续带着这个异象的见证，像前面保罗、约翰一样。
And carried on when the older generation was about to fail.
当老一代慢慢的渐渐过去的时候，还要继续这个意向的寻求。
So the vision of the first generation disciples will keep moving.
所以第一代门徒的意向继续在提摩太下一代的年轻人身上
keep moving.
对呀，继续的。进行
toward the final goal，
到一直达到最后的目标
，which is the second coming of our Lord Christ，
就是我们的主耶稣第二次再来的时候。
So for young people sitting here this morning，
对坐在今天的今天坐在这里年轻人来说
，in First Peter 24 to 25。
彼得前书一章24-25节说
It says the grass withers and the flower falls away but the word of God stands forever
草必枯干花必凋谢唯有我们主的话是永远立定
The older generation like us will eventually fade away as years go by
像我们这样的老年人慢慢的随着时间的流逝我们就会过去
But before we finish our race,
在我们结束我们的当跑的路之前
there are young people, there's one thing we got to do together.
对年轻人来说，有一件事我们必须要一同来做，
which is passing the vision of the church from our hand to the world.
那就是把我们教会的意向从我们的手中传承到你们的手中。
Dear brothers, this is the letter that Paul wrote to.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，这就是保罗的书信写给提摩太的。
It is the letter composed for both the young and the older generation.
这是一封关乎年长的和年轻的一封书信。
So today, let's just learn the lesson together this morning.
今天让我们一同来学习这个功课。
For there is a message that God wanted to speak to both you and I, the older and the younger generation.
我相信神要这封书信对你和我年长的和年轻的人也都有他的心意。
Let's go Lord.
让我们一同来祷告。
Lord, we thank you for this morning.
主啊，今天早上我们感谢你。
We can sit together and to listen to your word.
我们可以一同坐在这里，可以听你的话语。
Lord, we commit this time unto your hand.
主啊，我们把这段时间交在你的手中。
Holy Spirit, we pray that you will come to help us.
圣灵啊，我们求你来到我们中间帮助我们。
To open our eyes because we want to see Jesus our Lord from your word.
照明我们的眼睛，因为我们愿意看见我们的主耶稣基督。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。Amen.
Paul.Is a man of a vision.
保罗是一个有意向的人。
From a very young age, he had set himself a vision of being a rabbi.
从很年轻的时候，他的意向就是要成为一个拉比。
A vision of being a Pharisee.
他想成为一个法利赛人。
Which means a religious expert in serving these people.
换句话说，就是为了服侍他的子民，同胞，他要成为一个宗教的专家。
We have a parent sitting here this morning.
我们这里有父母坐在这当中。
Guys, as we push our kids running after the goals of top schools.
我们会愿意我们的孩子到很好的学校去
secure jobs,
然后很稳定的工作
money, fame and pleasure,
金钱和快乐。
Paul had rejected all of them.
保罗把这一切都抛弃了。
And he turned to something higher, which was religion.
他转向更高的一个事情，那就是宗教。
So he followed a famous teacher to start the Old Testament Bible.
所以他就跟从了非常著名的一个老师来专心的钻研旧约圣经。
And he tried with all his ability to keep every small letter from it.
他尽一切努力来使自己能够遵守旧约的任何的一点一画的律法。
So that once he could testify himself as the most advanced among his generation.
所以他可以见证他自己，他在他同辈的人当中非常的有知识。
Was truly a good young man.
确实是一个非常优秀的年轻人。
Passionate about his faith.
对他的相信的有非常有对他所相信的有非常真实的信心。
And was successful according to his vision.
照着他以前的意向，他是非常成功的一个人。
But you know what?
你知道后来发生了什么吗？
Deep in his heart,
在他的内心的深处，
there is a huge empty there.
有一个非常空虚的地方。
Because he was running after wrong goal.
因为他向着一个错误的目标来奔跑。
His vision was religion but not God.
他的意向是宗教而不是神。
My dear young people, we all know that the life is not steady.
亲爱的年轻人，我们知道这个生命
life is not steady.
这个生命不是静止的。
So we are all running after something.
我们都在朝着一些事情来努力。
But what is your goal?
看你的目标是什么？
What is your vision set for your life that you can lay your satisfaction?
让你生命的意向是什么？然后可以使你得到满足的欢喜快乐。
Where do you want to be?
你
that eventually make your life meaningful and enjoyable.
你要想达到一个什么程度，使你的生命能够充满了喜乐？
I think these are the most important questions you need to answer.
我想这可能是你所要回答的最重要的问题。
I once witnessed a young sister asking an elderly brother for his opinion on whether she should go to a metro city or small place for her job.
有一次我听见一个年轻的女孩问一个长辈就是说他应该到一个大城市的什么地方工作。
Because she just graduated from a top nursing school.
因为他刚刚从一个非常优秀的护士学校毕业。
The elderly brother said to her that the location doesn't matter.
一个年长的弟兄就说这个地方并不重要。
Whether a metro city or a small place in the United States,You can enjoy your life.
不管是大城市还是小城市，在美国你都可以享受生活。
But the key thing is don't work for the money, but to set your life to be meaningful to others.
但是最重要的，不要为了金钱来工作，而要为着你的生命有意义来工作。
That was the best consultation I've ever heard.
这是我所听到的最好的建议。
Now this sister is working in the rural area in Louisiana.
这个姐妹现在在路易斯安那的一个贫穷的地方。
And enjoy her life of helping the poor people who lack medical services.
她在那里帮助那些贫穷的人，没有医疗的没有很好的医疗的人，然后她的生命得到满足。
My dear young people, we've got to have a life work for the vision, but not the life.
亲爱的年轻人，我们的生命应该为着我们的意向来工作，而不是为着金钱来工作。
Paul was a young man of a vision.
保罗是一个有意向的年轻人。
And he had been doing so well.
而且他做得非常的好。
So later he became a person who persecuted the believers of the Lord Jesus.
后来他成为逼迫主耶稣基督的门徒。
Because he was thinking that he makes his life meaningful.
因为他想使他的生命有意义。
He thought he was serving God.
他以为自己在服侍神。
But we thank God that man could make mistakes, but God never gives that up.
我们感谢神，人会犯罪，但是呢，神不放弃一个人。
One day when Paul as we know as Saul of Tarsus.
有一天，保罗，我们知道他叫大树的扫罗。
He was on a business trip to a foreign city.
他在往另外一个外邦人的地去办事的时候。
Something happened to him that.Changes life from bottom to top.
有一件事发生在他身上，使他发生了天翻地覆的变化。
Acts chapter 9 tells us.
使徒行传第九章告诉我们
that when Paul was on the road to the city of Damascus,
保罗在往大马士革去的路上
for persecuting the believers of the Lord Jesus open
他为了去那里逼迫迫害耶稣基督的门徒。
Suddenly in the middle of the day,
忽然中午的时候
a great light shone up on him and made him fall on the ground.
有一个大光忽然照在他身上，使他卧倒在地。
From that great light there came a voice to him.
从那个大光当中有一个声音告诉他
Saul, why do you persecute?
扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？
That was the voice of our Lord Jesus.
这就是我们主耶稣的声音。
And it became the turning point of apostle.
这就成为保罗生命当中的转折点。
His eyes were open.
他的眼睛被打开了。
And he understood that he had been chasing after wrong goal.
他忽然就明白他以前所追求的都是一个错误的目标。
Which would eventually lead him to the wrong end.
那个他的追求会最终带到他一个错误的结局。
So after the road to Damascus.
是在经历了大马色士革的路上的经历之后，
Paul was changed.
保罗被改变了。
Because Jesus became his vision.
因为耶稣成为他的意象。
So he could press on his life to work.
So 他的一生就可以朝着这个意象来奔跑。
His steps were all over the map of the Roman Empire.
他的脚步遍满了罗马帝国的很多的地方。
He even took a trip to the city of Rome.
他甚至到了罗马。
And stayed there for 3 years as an emperor's prison.
他在罗马待了三年，虽然是被关在监狱里面。
In man's eyes, what a pathetic experience.
从人的眼光来看，这是何等悲惨的结局。
But Paul had no complaint and no ill feelings about it.
但保罗没有任何的抱怨，也没有任何的不好的感觉。
But because he went there for his vision.
因为他因着他的意象到了罗马。
At the time he left the city of Rome.
当他离开罗马的时候，
Almost entire house of the emperor was converted to the Lord Jesus.
那个皇帝的监狱的几乎所有的狱卒都被改变成为基督徒。
My dear brothers and sisters, what is your vision as the church of the Lord Jesus?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你们教会作为耶稣基督的教会，你们的意向是什么？
Do we gather together on each Sunday for so many years with a clear vision of purpose?
我们很多的年聚一年一年聚在一起，我们是不是有一个清楚的意向？
Why do we?
我们为什么会聚在一起？
What are we looking for to achieve in the new year?
在新的一年2024年，我们盼望所达到的目标是什么？
In Philippians 3:8.
在腓立比书第三章第八节说，
Paul says that my goal is Christ himself.
保罗说，我的目标就是基督自己。
And for him I would willingly suffer the loss of everything.
他说为了基督我抛弃万事。
And count them as a rubbish that I may gain Christ.
说在万事在我看来都如粪土，为了得着基督。
Christ is the purpose for us as the church.
基督是我们教会的目标。
We come here not for the religious obligation.
我们在这里聚集不是因为宗教的规定，
Not as the association of Chinese culture.
也不是说我们中国文化传统的原因。
And some churches and they made the churches of the Lord Jesus as a Chinese school.
有的教会他们是主耶稣的教会成了一个中文学校。
And they celebrate all Chinese festivals.
他们庆祝所有的中国的传统的节日。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is wrong, very wrong.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，这是错的，确实是错的。
Because Christ is the purpose for the church.
因为基督是教会的目的。
We gather together every morning and we meet each other every Sunday.
我们一同每个主日聚在一起见到互相的见到。
Not because just we want to run the church like the club of good men and women.
我们并不是为了成为一个俱乐部，成为好的男人、好的女人。
Dear brothers and sisters, Christ alone, the coming King of Christ, is the vision of the church.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，唯独基督就是要来到作王的基督是我们的目标。
Because when He comes,
因为当他来的时候
，He will ask every of us.Everyone of us.
他会问我们每一个人
How have you been doing as my church on the face of this earth?
你在这个地球上在我的教会里面是如何做的
This is the vision of the church.
这就是教会的意象
The reason that we gather together today, tomorrow, to the day we come.
这就是我们聚在一起今天明天一直到他再来的目的。
After Paul was released from Emperor's prison in Rome,
保罗被从罗马监狱的里面释放出来之后
he was on his way to Macedonia to visit the churches that he had planted.
他经过马其顿然后去一个教会他以前建造的一个教会
Then he realized that his days were about to end
他意识到他的日子就快要结束了
But the vision needed to be carried on
但是这个意象需要继续下去
Brothers and sisters, maybe we can say that Paul was reaching a high point of his vision
弟兄姐妹，我们可以或者可以说，保罗到了他意象的顶端。
Like he says in 2 Timothy 4:7.
就像他在提摩太后书四章七节所说的。
That I have fought the good fight, finished the race, and have kept the faith.
那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。
Could he say that since I've kept my race?Throughout my life, both faithfully and successfully.
因为他在他的一生当中，一方面是忠心的，另一方面也非常成功的。
Now it's time for me to get out of the running field and claim my reward in heaven.
现在可以让我离开这个奔跑的路程来领受从天上来的赏赐。
I guess he could say so.
我想他可能可以这样说。
For there's no one more qualified to say so than he.
因为没有一个人可以更像保罗那样有资格。
But we thank God Paul didn't do it.
但是我们感谢神，保罗没有这样做。
That's right, Paul was a man of a vision.
这就是保罗，他是一个有意象的人。
But the vision he had carried faithfully.
但是他的意象，他带着这个意象，忠心的为这个意象，向这个意象来奔跑。
The vision was composed not only in the past tense for his generation.
他看到的意象不仅是他过去的那一个时代
，but also in the future tense for the generation after that.
同样也是在他过去之后将来的那个时代。
So this is the letter that Paul was writing to the.
这就是这封信保罗写给年轻的提摩太。
Brothers and sisters, we are so blessed to be assembled as a faith community according to his grace and mercy.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们真是蒙了何等大的祝福，能够照着他的恩典和怜悯聚在一起。
But we have to maintain a clear picture in our mind like Paul did.
但在我们的思想当中头脑当中我们必须要有一个清晰的意象像保罗所有的意象
That this church, this assembly of Christ will never stick with one generation.
这个教会就是这个基督的教会不会停留在一代人的身上
The testimony must be moving on onto the younger generation.
基督的见证必须要传承到年轻人一代的人身上。
As Paul says in 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 11,
像保罗在提摩太前书一章十一节所说的
,that this glorious gospel was once committed to my trust.
说这个荣耀的福音 从前传交到我的手中。
But in verse 18, he says to Timothy that now the same charge I committed to you, son Timothy.
在第十八节他说，同样的这个福音，我将这命令交托给你，提摩太。
You know, today we talk a lot about vision because we understand from Proverbs 29:18 that where there is no vision, the people cast off restraint.
今天我们经常讲到异象，我们知道箴言书二十九章十八节说，没有异象，民就放肆。
Meantime, dear brothers and sisters, we seem to easily lose one of the key elements regarding the vision.
但是亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们可能就是在这个过程当中忽略了一个意象当中最重要的一个部分。
The key element is that our days may stop something.
这个最主要的一个部分就是说我们的日子有一天会结束。
But the vision will never stop.
但是意象永远不会结束。
And it has to be carried on by the incoming generation.
这个意象必须要被将来的年轻人来继续下去。
Oftentimes we tend to care too much about our generation.
经常的我们对我们这一代有很多的心思意念
our needs and our situation.
我们所需要的，我们的环境。
And we leave the younger generation behind.
我们把年轻的一代放在脑后。
Like Chinese always say that our sons and grandsons will do all right after all.
就像我们中文俗语所说的，儿孙自有儿孙福。
I want to share a true story with you from the Old Testament.
我想从旧约圣经历史当中给大家分享一个真实的故事。
In 2 Kings chapter 20,
在列王记下第二十章
，King Hezekiah was sick and about to die.
西西家王患病就要死了。
But he cried before God from his bed.
他在神的面前，在他的病榻上祈求神。
For his sinfulness and wrongdoings for all of his years sitting on the throne.
为着他在过去坐在王位上所犯的罪所犯的邪恶来祈求神。
So God saw his heart of true repentance and listened to his prayer.
神看见他内心的真实的悔改，然后就听了他的祷告。
Then God told the prophet Isaiah,
然后神就告诉先知以赛亚说
，You go and tell Hezekiah，
你去告诉西西家
，You won't die and I will add 15 years to your days，
你不会死，我要给你的寿命加增15年的时间
，And to save you and the city of Jerusalem from the hand of your enemy，
并且要把你的耶路撒冷城从你仇敌的手中拯救出来。
So the king recovered.
这是王就恢复了健康。
And he made a long praise song to God.
他就做了一个很长的感谢神的诗篇。
It was truly a good praise.
确实是一个非常好的赞美诗。
If you read 2 Kings chapter 20, you will find it was a wonderful praise.
假如你读列王记下第二十章的时候，那确实一个非常好的一个赞美诗。
Many young brothers and sisters, and they want to learn their prayer from that praise.
很多的年轻的弟兄姐妹都想从他的那个赞美诗当中学习。
Hezekiah's praise was a good example for our praise today.
西西家的赞美是一个非常好的榜样，作为我们今天赞美神的一个榜样。
But right after his praise,
但是当他赞美神之后
，He went back to his old days like that.
他又重新回到他以前的那个境况。
So Isaiah came to rebuke him.
所以以赛亚就来责备他
for what he was doing.
因为他所做的事情
，saying that if you keep on doing.
对他说，假如你继续回到以前的罪恶当中，
The generations after you would taste the fruit of bitterness caused by your sinfulness and wrongdoings.
将来的一代就会要品尝因为你所犯的罪的恶果。
And they would be captured to the foreign land by their enemies.
将来有一天外邦的仇敌就会掳掠他们。
And the city of Jerusalem will become a flat land.
对，耶路撒冷城会被夷为平地。
To our surprise,
让我们感到吃惊的是
，King Hezekiah talked back, said,
西西家王反嘴对说
，I don't care about my sons and grandsons.
我不管。我的儿子我的孙子对我来讲没有关系。
As long as I have the 15 years of blessings and peace,
只要我还有15年的寿命充满了祝福和平安我就行了。
I'm good enough.
我就是已经很好了。
Truly after 15 years of King Hezekiah.
确实是西西亚王15年之后
The Babylonian came and destroyed the city of Jerusalem.
巴比伦的军队就来到毁坏了耶路撒冷城。
And they captured the people of Judah to the land of Babylon.
他们把犹大的子民就带到俘虏到巴比伦去。
The holy city, the temple, the nation, the testimony for all.
这个圣洁的城。圣洁的子民圣殿还有神的见证都失去了。
You know, recently I was reading the news.
最近我在读新闻。
Saying that one of the church buildings in London.
在伦敦有一个非常好的一个教会。
Was famous because 200 years ago, the great English preacher Charles Spurgeon used to preach there.
非常有名因为200年前一个伟大的布道家斯布珍曾在那里面布道。
In this church building, there was a huge basement.
在那个教会的地下室有一个很大的地下室。
Unreasonable basement, huge basement.
非常大的一个地下室。
Which once accommodated more than 100 prayer warriors praying when Charles Spurgeon was preaching the good news of Jesus Christ upstairs in the sanctuary.
那个地下室因为当斯布珍在楼上在上面讲布道的时候下面有100多个勇士为他祷告。
However, it was just a one generation.
然而那确实只是一代人的祝福。
Now this church buildingwas sold to the local Muslim community.
现在这个教会的建筑被卖到当地的一个穆斯林的教会。
Because of the shrinking size of the original congregation.
因为当初的会友的减少。
Brothers and sisters, I know it's a heartbroken question.
弟兄姐妹们我们知道这是让我们心碎的一个问题。
But I still want to ask.
但是我仍然要问你们。
What about this church that we are sitting here this morning in the next decade or next decade?
我们这个教会是你们所坐的这个地方在将来十年以后50年以后会是什么样子
Do we have a true vision?
我们是不是有一个真实的意向
Brothers and sisters, isn't the time for us to think it over again and to pray about it?
弟兄姐妹们，是不是我们应该回想这件事情，并且为这件事情祷告的时候
？As we, the brothers and sisters, endeavor together in the Dumbo School.
我们弟兄姐妹在当堡聚集的时候。
About 15 years ago,
大约15年前
we bought our church site for $1.
我们用1美金买了我们教会的地方。
You know why? 知道为什么吗？ Because the free insight that original congregation.
因为那个一般的聚会的人数的减少。
Many churches, they have a blessing.
很多的教会有祝福。
But only one generation blessing.
但是只有一代人的祝福。
Are we ready to pass the testimony on to the world?
我们是不是准备好了把我们的领袖的见证传给我们下一代的人？
Or we just act like a king has it happened?
我们是不是会像西西家王一样？
Saying that why should I worry about the city, the temple, and the people after my years of generation?
我为什么要考虑耶路撒冷圣殿圣城当我离去了以后。
I think I've talked much enough about the first generation.
我想我已经讲了足够的关于第一代的人。
For the young people sitting here.
对年轻人坐在这里年轻人来说。
Let's go to 1 Timothy chapter
1. 让我们回到提摩太前书第一章。
In verse
第十八节
，Paul committed a charge to his spiritual son Timothy.
保罗把他的命令交给他属灵的儿子提摩太。
According to his vision of the testimony of the Lord Jesus.
根据他所得到的主耶稣基督的意象。
He says to Timothy that you've got to keep a fighting spirit like a soldier.
他对提摩太说，你必须要打那美好的仗，像有一个打仗的灵。
My dear young people, Paul said that to Timothy, not because he wanted to make him aggressive. Paul said that to Timothy, not because he wanted to make him aggressive.
OK, 保罗对提摩太说，这样说并不是因为他要提摩太攻击别人。
But because of the vision that was passed on to him.
因为这个意象要传给提摩太。
I've been talking to many high schoolers and college students.
我曾经对很多的大学的学生和高中的生说过。
And they all admitted.
他们都承认。
That a fighting spirit is crucial for us to live out the faith in this age.
有一个征战的灵对我们住在活在这个时代是非常重要的。
Especially in campus life.
特别是在校园的生活。
You got to fight.
你必须要征战。
Not just for existence, but for the vision that was passed on to you.
不仅是为了生存，而且更重要的是为了你所领受的意向。
My dear young people, if we give up fighting with today's fashion.
亲爱的朋友，如果我们放弃今天的
we give up fighting with today's fashion.
我们如果放弃这个与今天的习俗征战
today's culture.
今天的文化
and even today's entertainment like video games.
甚至今天的很多的娱乐的东西像电子游戏
then we won't be able to stick with our vision of the testimony of Christ.
我们就不能忠于我们的意向，就是耶稣基督的意向。
I think that's what Paul means here for Timothy.
我想这就是保罗在这里面对他的儿子提摩太所说的意思。
An American gospel preacher, Billy Graham.
美国的一个福音布道家格里汉说
He said, Christian life is not a playground, but a battlefield.
基督徒一个生命不是一个游乐场，而是一个战场。
In Ephesians 6, Paul tells us that all spiritual gifts given to us from God.
在以弗所书第六章，保罗告诉我们说，所有的属灵的恩赐都是神赐给我们的。
They're not the baby toys to play.
他们不是小孩的玩具让我们来玩的。
But the weapons we use to wage warfare against the spiritual force of the darkness.
而是让我们为着属灵的黑暗的那些仇敌让我们来征战的。
Dear young people, we can't win our vision without a fighting spirit.
亲爱的年轻人，我们如果没有这个征战的灵，就不能得胜。
Today we have to fight for what we believe.
今天我们必须要为我们所信的征战。
For what we proclaim.
为我们所传扬的征战。
Or even for what we enjoy in Christ.
甚至为了我们在基督里所享受的征战。
So Paul used a military term here to pass the spirit to younger generation after him.
所以保罗在这里面用军队的一个言语来把这个征战的灵传给他的儿子提摩太。
So in verse 18 he says to Timothy, "This charge I commit to you, my son."
所以在第十八节他说，我将这命令交托给你。
Some of God's children still want to keep the mentality of a sugar-coated gospel.
有的神的儿女仍然相信，就像一个包了糖的福音。
And they say that the salvation of Jesus Christ tastes so sweet.
他们说耶稣基督的救恩是何等的甘甜。
It brings us blessings from above with health and wealth to our earthly life.
他带给我们神的祝福，从天上来的祝福，给我们生命的健康，身体健康，给我们财富。
These are all true.
这些都是真的。
But then what happened to dear brothers and sisters?
但是亲爱的弟兄姐妹，后面是什么呢？
We drift away from a very basic truth about our faith.
我们就从我们所最根本的信仰上随流直去。
Which is that we are on the battlefield according to our vision.
照着我们所领受的意象，我们是在一个战场。
We either fight because of vision.
我们或者为了这个意象来征战。
Or drift away with no vision.
或者是没有意向而随流失去。
So my dear young people, your school, your classroom, your dorm is indeed a battlefield.
亲爱的年轻人，所以你的学校，你的寝室都是你的战场。
If you dismiss the spirit of a soldier in you,
假如你放弃这一个征战战士的一个灵在你当中。
Then you won't be able to stand for it.
你就可能为了你的信仰站立得住。
If you keep a playground attitude with your faith,
假如你对你的信仰有一个游乐场这样的态度。
And you come to the church in this morning.
今天早晨你来到教会。
I'm sorry to tell you that you are in the wrong.
我很抱歉的对你说，你来到一个错误的地方。
If you give up fight,
假如你放弃征战
，for your faith and for your vision and for of the church of Christ，
假如你放弃为了你的信仰你的信心为了基督的意向来征战的话。
I have to say that you will eventually fail the vision that it has.
我要告诉你，你会因为你会在这个传给你的意向这方面失败。
I have a 27 years old son.
我有一个27岁的儿子。
Last week, my son shared with me when he came back for Christmas Day.
上一个星期他回来在圣诞节的时候他回来跟我分享。
And during this year, he joined a group from his church.
这一年当中他与他教会的年轻人一起。
to reach out to the young students on campus in this city.
在他所在的那个城市，传福音给他们的年轻人。
And he said to me, said, Dad, we got to fight for everything when we were setting up the gospel meetings on campus.
爸爸说我们当我们在我们的校园里面准备传福音的聚会的时候，我们必须要时刻的征战。
Sometimes he got to run directly to the gospel event right after his job.
有时候他要刚刚结束工作之后跑到他传福音的地方。
So he had to fight with his tiredness.
所以他必须要与他的疲劳征战。
Most of the time, the group was often situated among the cults.
经常的他们的福音聚会的地方有很多的传异教的人。
You know, Mormons and the Jehovah's Witnesses, they are so influenced in the campus.
你们知道摩门教和耶和华见证会的人对年轻校园有很大的影响。
They were situated among atheists and liberalists.
他们与那些无神论者、那些自由派神学相信自由派的人住在一起。
These 25, 27 young boys and the girls, and they got to be alert with a fighting spirit.
这些25岁26岁的年轻的男孩男人女人，他们必须要有一个征战的灵。
I praise the Lord that a young generation like my son is.
我感谢主在我儿子他们工作的当中的工作。
They got the chance to learn the lesson of heeding the fighting spirits for his vision of testimony.
他们有机会能够学习为了他们的意向和他们的信心征战，有经历这个征战的灵。
My dear young people, if you want to live for Christ, you have to fight for it.
亲爱的年轻人，假如你要为了基督而活的话，你必须要征战。
Let's take a look at the end of verse 18.
让我们来看18节后面的所说的。
Paul says that this charge I commit to you, son Timothy, according to the prophecies previously made concerning you.
保罗对提摩太说，我照着从前指的你的预言，将这命令交托你。
Okay, what are these prophecies exactly?
这些预言到底是指什么？
What he was talking about?
他在说什么？
Well, for a long story short, the word of prophecies here means the word of God.
简而言之，这个预言就是指神的道。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1,
在哥林多前书14章第一节说，
Paul says that when the apostles spoke the word of God among God's people,
当使徒在神的子民当中讲说神的道的时候，
they play the role of the prophets.
他们就做先知的，有先知的角色来讲道。
So we know that Paul was reminding the young Timothy.
所以保罗就提醒年轻的提摩太说，
that every word he had spoken to Timothy about his life.
说他关于他生命的每一句话，
should be recognized as the inspired word of God.
应该看作神所启示的话。
If he wants to be faithful to his vision of testimony,
如果他想为着他的他忠心于他所领受的意向做见证，
Timothy better give his ears to the prophecies instead of the earthly word.
提摩太必须让他的耳朵专心于所给予他的预言。
Dear brothers and sisters, how often we offer our ears to the words of the physicians?
弟兄姐妹，我们平常是把我们的耳朵给医生。
Last week I just visited an old sister.
上个星期我 去看望了一个年长的姐妹。
We had a wonderful fellowship in about the spiritual gifts.
我们有一个非常好的交通，关乎我们的属灵的生命。
But in the middle of a conversation, her doctor bring her up.
在我们交谈当中，她的医生的电话来了。
But after she talked with her doctor,
当她跟她的医生讲完之后
，the spiritual atmosphere was gone.
那个属灵的那个气氛忽然就变了。
We often offer our ears to college professors.
我们经常把我们的耳朵给大学的教授。
I had a high schooler, I had a young man who had been in a high school or Sunday school.
我有一个年轻的人在高中生的主日学。
He kept up with her, his attitude is so good.
他的态度一直很好。
He always say yes to me.
他一直说是的。
But this year he turned as a freshman to the college.
今年他成为大学一年级的学生。
So I saw him again from college in the last week.
上个星期我看到那个他。
And he told me, Brother Tony, you know what? I don't have to agree with all the words you say.
他跟我说，我不需要认同你所有的话，对我所说的话。
So I know he gave his ears to his college professors.
我知道他把他的耳朵给了大学的教授了。
How often we offer our ears to financial experts?
我们是不是经常的把我们的耳朵给那个金钱管理的专家。
We often give our ears to our parents.
我们经常的把我们的耳朵给我们的父母。
But we turn away from the word of God.
但是我们却离开神的道。
And we let man's word to make up our mind.
然后我们用人的话来改变我们的思想。
I wanted to think about how Timothy was now serving the testimony of Christ in the church of Ephesus.
我想给大家分享提摩太在以弗所教会是怎样忠心的服侍。
It wasn't an easy job for him to do that.
对他来说并不是一个非常容易的事情。
Because it was one of the most experienced churches in the first century.
因为在第一世纪，那个教会是非常有经验的教会。
And many people there had a personal connection with apostles.
那个教会的很多人都与使徒有直接的接触。
They knew personally with Paul, Peter, and John very well.
他们认识保罗、彼得和约翰。
So they could offer Timothy so-called the spiritual advice.
他们可以给提把他们的话作为属灵的教导告诉提摩太。
You can imagine the old generation called Timothy coming.
你可以想象那个老一代的人对提摩太说过来过来。
Let me tell you how to run the church.
让我来告诉你如何来经营这个教会。
And also the church of Ephesus in the first century.
在第一世纪那个以弗所教会。
The city of Ephesus in the first
century. 对第一世纪以弗所城。
It was the center of the paganist culture in the area.
在那个地方是就是假神的一个中心。
So there seemed so many ways for Timothy could turn for solutions to fulfill his vision of this.
我们可以看想象提摩太有很多的机会可以寻求其他的帮助来达到他的 意向的目标。
Like he was told in tomorrow there will be a church meeting.
就像他说，有人对他说， 明天有个教会的聚会。
He could call the elders for the services.
他可以打电话给年长的弟兄和姐妹说。
He could turn on TV for information.
他可以打开电视得到一些信息。
He could find the books on this bookshelves.
他可以从他的书架上找到一些书。
All these information resources offer him the solutions for running the church.
这些都可能会给他管理经营教会的一些办法。
But here Paul says to Timothy.
但这里保罗对提摩太说，
Close your ears.
把你的耳朵关上。
Close your eyes.
关上你的眼睛。
And close your lips to all of this man-made wisdom and knowledge.
把你的口闭上，对这一切人的知识都要把它们放在一边。
But only to keep them open to the word of God.
只把这一些对着神的预言、神的道敞开。
Then you will be able to fulfill the calling according to your vision.
这样的话，你就可以根据你所领受的意向，成就你所要追求的。
This is called. This is called the good faith.
这就是我这面所说的良好的信心。
One of my favorite songs in the church hymnbook is number 267.
我非常喜欢的圣徒诗歌的一首诗是267首。
I press on by Sister Margaret Barber.
我前行，一个姐妹叫Margaret Barber 写的。
Our sister says in stanza 4.
我们的姐妹在第四节说，
that we have to give up something to keep ourselves.
我们必须要放弃一些很多的事情来保守我们自己。
Sometimes we have to keep ourselves blind, deaf, and dumb to keep the good faith and press on to fulfill our call.
有时候我们需要闭上我们的眼睛，使我们的口哑巴，使我们的耳朵关闭，然后呢，我们才能够继续前行，为着我们所领受的那个意向来征战。
Fighting spirit and the word of God are the two key points for us to carry on the vision.
一个征战的灵和一个信心是帮助我们前行的，为着意向上前行的非常重要的方面。
We're running out of time. I just want to say a few words about verse 9.
时间快要到了，我想给大家分享几句话，对于第十九节。
Paul says to Timothy that you've got to keep the faith and a good conscience.
保罗对提摩太说，要长存信心和无愧的良心。
The word good here has a strong sense of quality.
这个很好的信心，这面有一个非常强的，就是这个信心的质量。
Only a qualitative, a good faith will eventually support and sustain our efforts in whatever the situation.
只有一个良好的高质量的信心。 能够在任何的情况下，能够使我们能够有一个征战的生命。
Because oftentimes we're so easily influenced by the changing situations around us.
因为经常的我们会周围变化的环境改变我们。
We're very easily influenced by the issues of health, family, job, education, so and so.
我们经常的会被我们的身体的健康、家庭的影响等等这些事情来影响我们。
Then we seem to lose confidence.
然后我们就丢失了信心。
And we conclude that we can't win the fight.
我们 相信我们不可能得胜。
We need a good faith and a conscience to win the fight.
我们必须要有一个很好的信心来打赢这场战争。
But brothers and sisters, how we?
弟兄姐妹，如何我们要如何行呢？
In John 16:33,
在约翰福音16:33说，
Jesus said to his followers that you got to be of good cheer, for I have already overcome the world.
耶稣对他的门徒说，你们可以放心，因为我已经胜了世界。
Notice here that Jesus said this even before he went to the crucifixion on the cross.
注意在这里，耶稣在上十字架之前对门徒所说的话。
He is risen King living in us.
他的推理，他的道理，就要住，这样的推理要住在我们的心里。
He is a risen King.
他是一个复活的王。
For every moment in every situation.
在每一个时间，每一个环境，他都是复活的王。
This is the solid rock foundation that we can build for good.
这是我们这个信心的就是坚实的一个根基，是我们可以有一个无愧的是我们有一个好的信心和无愧的良心。
If you take a look at the word conscience,
假如你注意这个良心这个字，
it is repeated many times throughout all six chapters of this book.
在这卷书信的六章里面重复了很多次。
So you can see how much it weighs in Paul's heart for Timothy.
你可以知道在保罗的心里是对提摩太来说是何等的重要。
Because for many young people, they think to carry on their vision from the older generation.
因为对很多年轻人来说，他们如果要把意向从前一代，
We need to read a lot of Bibles.
我们需要读圣经，很多的圣经。
We need to pray very good.
我们要很好的祷告。
And we need to do this and do that.
我们需要做这事，做那事。
But Paul said to Timothy.
但保罗对提摩太说。
In his first letter to Timothy, and he said the one thing you have to pay more attention on it.
在提摩太前书对提摩太说，有一件事情你必须要留心。
It is your conscience.
那就是你的良心。
The good conscience.
一个无愧的良心。
Brothers and sisters, the Bible tells us that when God created man.
弟兄姐妹，圣经告诉我们，当神创造人的时候，
He breathed the breath of life into his nose so that man became a living soul.
他将生气吹入那人的鼻孔，那人就成了有灵的活人。
This breath of life in us is the conscience of God's created man and woman.
这一个生命的气息，就是神在我们造我们每一个人放在我们里面的。
But here a good conscience in Paul's letter to Timothy.
但是在这面，保罗对提摩太说。
Speaks about our reborn spirit.
对他讲我们重生的灵。
In communing fellowship and the cooperation with the Holy Spirit.
这个重生的灵与圣灵不同的不断的交通交谈。
To be honest with you, I think one of the most neglected subjects in our life for pursuing the vision for Christ.
我可以确切说，就是对我们最重要的就是经常会忽略的，就是我们的良心。
Because as God's children, we often shut off the voice of our conscience.
作为神的儿女，我们经常的会关对我们的良心的声音关掉。
So like Paul says here that we suffer the shipwreck and so on.
就像保罗在这面所说的，他说丢弃了良心，就在真道上如同船破坏了一般。
The brothers and sisters, a good conscience is God's gift to us throughout the salvation.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，一个无愧的良心是神在借着耶稣基督赐给我们的。
And it will help us to win the warfare and to run after our vision.
它会帮助我们集中在这个意向上，而且帮助我们能够成功的战胜一切。
May the Lord bless us for the year.
愿主赐福给我们，2024年赐福给我们。
We all can serve Him with a good faith.
我们每个人都可以有好的信心和无愧的良心来服侍我们的主。那么有一点祷告。
Lord, we thank you.
主啊，我们感谢你。
We commit your word unto you.
我们把你的道交在你的手里。
We pray that the Holy Spirit will keep speaking your word to our heart.
我们求圣灵不断地将你的道讲在我们的心里。
So in the new year, we run after your vision for us.
在新的一年，我们就朝着你的标杆直跑。
And we will make your word and to be our vision.
我们把你的道成为我们的意向。
We thank you in Jesus' name.
我们感谢你，我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。阿门。